Jackie Jill here.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting today from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about deadlines are us. Everybody. Yes. Everybody needs deadlines. Sellers, buyers, children.
Us.
Spouses.
Exactly. Office brokers.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackdill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Gerald asks, I want to be able to build listings so that people can just order online, pay, and be done. Where can I get a lot more info online when it comes to parcels? I can find some stuff online, but some of these have no address or parcel number. Questions like, are there restrictions? Water access? Well, trees, parcel lines, etc. One of our members, Luke S., said, would love for all buyers to just check out online. You got to put that info in your listings to get people to go for it. Thank you. So Luke knows, Gerald is figuring it out.
And Luke knows from experience, and so do we, that when you buy a piece of property online with this land asset type, rural vacant land, you need to provide the experience for the buyer the same way you're selling anything, like let's say even a book on Amazon.
Good point.
Anything. You need to be able to make it easy for them to check out. They need all the information that they could possibly want online without seeing the property, right there readily, easily with links and an easy credit card type processing way to check out.
Bingo.
Otherwise, you're just causing a lot of problems for yourself and for the buyer.
Work.
Look, people way bigger and more successful than Jill and I and anyone probably listening to the show have spent a lot of time and money and energy analyzing how people buy stuff and what motivates them to buy it and point of purchase and how they make the decision, whether it's fast or slow and all of it.
Yeah, look at Amazon.
We don't want to fight that.
We want to
play a lot.
If you want to win at this, you want to be Amazon Prime of whatever it is you're selling. You want them to go look right there and have a warm, awesome experience. They can see feedback maybe about you and your company, like in the way of like testimonials and stuff, or I'm saying like, on Amazon, the ratings, that's what I'm looking for. Good pictures, good description, every last detail in there, how much it weighs, when it's going to ship, how long it's going to take to get there. The more you provide and make it so flippin' easy for them to click here, one click and check out, then you will win. And it may sound for some people, I know I still have a lot of people that go, what do you mean this works for property? Trust me, it works for property. It just
does. I have done almost 16,000 deals, and the result, and we've tried a lot of things with postings, like it seems like an infinite number of things to get people to just easily look at a piece of property and buy it. The result of that is on Landpin, and we force everybody on Landpin.com to post their property according to our specs, and that is the true, real, right way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because like Jack said, at the end of the day, you're causing yourself a lot of trouble and work. Do you really want to get 16 phone calls from tire kickers in this whole week? Because all they want to know is, something like...
What is it zoned?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Can I put an RV on it?
Spend a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're actually a gold member with Land Academy, we do it for you. But if you want to spend you need to spend a half hour at least on a piece of property that you're selling to look this stuff all up. This is not the time to be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just look it all up, get it out there. It'll pay off in spades about the number of questions that you get from potential buyers.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
That's unusual.
Jack.
Today's topic, deadlines are us. This is the meat of the show. I have to confess, this is a Jill topic. And I like it.
It's just, here's where this came from. We're early into February right now, and we had a fantastic month in January with new Land Academy members. And I want to say it's because of a deadline. That's the bottom line. And it's so funny. So here's the thing. We hadn't raised our Land Academy prices in probably over a year. And we all know the true value. When you get in, and, you know, our members know. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but let's just say what the value what we provide is amazing. You can't go get a college degree. You can't even take a class for the cost of what it is. And what Jack and I share is, for many people, that they've told us is life-changing. I mean, we really taught them how to make their own business and start their own companies, and with a very little money, and you just can't do that nowadays. So anyway, the point is, so many people now finally got off their rears and are doing something about their lives because of a deadline. That's it.
I couldn't even. I have so much to say, positive stuff to say about this when you're done.
So I look at it like, it's funny, we really helped a lot of people by putting this deadline. So then I took it a step further. I'm like, we all need deadlines. I need deadlines. You need deadlines. Our members obviously need deadlines. Sellers need deadlines. Huh. Buyers need deadlines. I mean, let's think about this. Kids. If we just all float around and just get to it when we get to it, nothing's ever going to get done.
That's the single biggest mistake that I see people make.
Thanks.
Is lack of deadlines and lack of really just a schedule. How many times? Okay, so you and I know that we record all five shows for a week on Thursday morning, first thing. Mm-hmm. How many times have we gotten up and there's some fire to put out on Thursday morning with one of the companies and what do we say? The fire can wait.
Yeah.
Let it burn.
Yeah.
We have to do these shows. We have a deadline.
That's true.
Which is why we haven't missed a show. So you have to have a deadline on everything. All I do is wake up in the morning, I've said this before, and look at my calendar, and I do what my calendar says.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
That's true. So, and you can have daily deadlines, like you were just talking about, daily, weekly. But I even do like big picture ones, like, you know, hey, and it's, you know what, let's talk about this. We're still early into 2018. I sure hope you set some big goal deadlines. I personally have. I met with a writing coach the other day, and we already, when we hang up, here's a good tip too. What we do when we hang up from our calls, because this is book topic stuff that I'm working on, we schedule our next meeting.
Yeah.
That's a great deadline. You know, talk about, you know, lighting a little fire. Like, you know, I got 10 days to get this stuff together because we're going to meet again. You know, you have to do that.
My
push
goal
yourself.
Is to buy and sell $1 billion worth of property this year. Mm-hmm. And make pretty close to 20% on it. For us.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, there's a lot more spread than that, but we have to pay everybody else. So, you know, that's my goal. So I took that goal, put it in a December 31st slot, mm-hmm. and moved it
backwards?
Yep. All the way backwards, day by day. So now I know exactly what I have to do every single day. And here's the kicker, because it never works the way you think it's going to work, ever.
It's true.
What do you do then? You get other people involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you're constantly overscheduled, and you have too many deadlines and you're pulling your hair out, this happens to us all the time. Hire somebody or outsource whatever task it is that you just can't seem to get done. Chances are the people you're going to outsource it to are better at it than you anyway.
When you sat down and came up with that deadline, did you really sit and think about ahead of time if it was realistic?
Yeah.
Okay. How much time did you spend on that?
A lot.
Okay.
I mean, 2 weeks at least, maybe a month, not full time, sitting there for 8 hours, but it all was a spreadsheet.
Okay.
I shared it in our...
No, but this is good. I'm asking to help other people because you can't just go, well, I'm going to be a billionaire in a year or two. Okay, let's...
Well, let me be clear on that. I don't want to be a billionaire.
I know.
But I'd like $1 billion worth of transaction value.
Right. Okay, thank you. So, but you know what? So here's my point. So part of it is you have to set realistic deadlines. Let's not be crazy. You can't sit down and go, I'm going to have my first book written and published in 30 days. You know, even 90 days. I mean, come on.
90 days is realistic.
If you don't have a job.
Yeah.
See, so that, I mean, so what if you have a job and what if you're married with two kids and you travel a lot? That might not be realistic.
Then you're a host.
You're so silly.
We can say all this stuff on the air because we've all been there.
I know. That's true.
One of my favorite sayings that I've ever heard a woman say, and I absolutely believe this, is you can have it all, but you just can't have it all at the same time.
I don't agree.
I know. You always never agree.
I don't agree. And I'm going to quote you. Lower your standards.
We don't. Well, you've clearly already done that. We don't have little kids anymore, Jill. That's a part of it. So it's real hard with little kids. It's really, really hard to be to have a full-time job, two little kids, paying a mortgage, and commuting to a 9-to-5 job that takes an hour each way.
So set different deadlines and different goals.
I don't.
That's okay.
Something's got to give there.
Yeah,
we're
it's
real
the
lucky.
Kids.
Yeah. We're lucky that the kids, we're doing all this stuff and the kids are grown up, you know? I mean, one of them's half left here, but you know what I'm saying?
We have parent, so it's good. It's all good. But you know what's so funny about this, people? This is one of the beautiful things about my life and getting and having you in my life, Jack.
Oh,
is
here we go. There.
You have good, bad, or otherwise, and I'm going to go with the good.
Sounded like you're on the fence. Anyway, go ahead.
I still am because my life was a lot less chaotic when I was just kind of floating around and doing what I wanted every day, but I also wasn't getting anywhere. So, Jack, to compliment you, you have successfully trained and taught me to make goals and deadlines and stick to them, man. And I thought I was, but you know what? Here was my old way of doing it. I had these goals and I'd be like, it's getting closer, it's getting closer, it's getting closer. And then I would like throw it all together at the end. And it wasn't necessarily the right way. Or I would snap because I would push things, kick my own plank, you know, whatever, down the road and waste my own time. And I'd finally snap and go, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. And both are wrong. Yep. They're not the right thing. And it's just, all it results is more chaos and you're beating yourself up or stressing or worrying or whatever. And so you have done this with me. And what I watch you doing with especially kid number 3 is I watch you saying, get out your phone right now, open up your calendar. Okay, and put it on there.
Yeah.
And you even do, get out your phone right now. I want you to set a timer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very
much.
You know, there's a lot of timers in our world, even so much it's that really... you time me. We're going to talk for 5 minutes and you do that. But that's okay.
It sounds so weird when you say it out of context, but yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Yes, exactly how it goes. Hey, hint, here's a little excerpt into my life.
I think, you know, now's a good time to bring up accountability. Mm-hmm. So accountability is so incredibly important. And when you're telling the little story about get mad at yourself and snap at the end, that's lack of accountability.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not.
Well, in my mind, I was accountable because I did it. I just didn't do it well. And it was like a mess at the end. And I had to like.
Doing it. You know. Is not accountable. Having the desired result is where there's an accountability.
Right. Well, I got the desired result.
You know, we did a show, recorded a show anyway. It's going to come out later about that whole office space concept, and you have this thing in your head, and that has that. You know, one of the reasons that I'm not a big fan of spending a lot of money on office space, it doesn't get to any accountable result at all. All it does is really just. Make you feel good for a few minutes. So everything, and I don't know if there's some gender differences with this about accountability, and I don't want to get into it all, but for some reason, accountability is really high on my list. And I don't really care how I look on the way to this accountability, whatever I'm holding myself accountable for, that goal. Mm-hmm. I don't care how if it looks sweaty and stupid and silly and there's
crying.
Hepatitis involved. Yeah.
Tears.
When you listen to the show, you'll understand.
And hair falling out.
That's not really my goal. My goal is the actual goal. Hair falling out. Yeah. Hair falling out is, man, you hit the nose on the head there. The nail on the head.
Yes.
Hit the nose on the head. It's 2 cliches in one.
That's really good. I like that. Oh, my gosh. Cutting off your nail despite your hammer.
Your nail.
That's really good. I used to have, oh, my God, I love this. I haven't thought of this in a long time. It made me think of this guy that I work with. He was from, shucks, where was he from? I want to say somewhere in Central America, and he was constantly mixing cliches. And my favorite one is, we're going to burn that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, me too. I heard that too.
I love that. Like, that's good. I kind of want to do that. I like the way he says it better.
Oh, we could do a whole show on cliches. I think cliches are so funny.
I know.
Usually because they're rooted in some truth.
That's true. You're right.
Well, you've done it again. Wasted another 20 minutes or so listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss our forgotten real estate acquisitions.
And we answer your question, should you have one, posted on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So important.
Accountability is, and scheduling and timers and all that stuff. It's like half the battle.
It's so crazy.
People come up to me and they say, you know, people talk about doing a podcast, or they talk about buying real estate.
True.
But they don't get it done. Or how many people do you know, Jill?
Yeah.
Who bought a house and they're renovating it, and 2 years go by and they're still renovating it.
I know. It's not done.
And it's not because they're lack of talent or time. It's just organization and accountability and scheduling.
You know, I admit it. Sometimes it's hard for people, myself included, to just say, well, it's done. And you just have to let it go. You know what I mean? Because what if I wanted the perfect taupe paint? And I could paint it 16 times because I want to find the right one. It's not the right warmth. It's not the right. At some point, you just have to go, it's done, and then move on.
Of all the issues I have, this is not one of them.
Paint or me or what?
Deadlines.
Oh.
And just getting stuff done and calling it done and moving on to the next thing. Next topic.
Right. You know. We know it's funny. I have to say, of all the personality types that there are out there, I think that the personality type that has the most difficulty with setting specific times and little deadlines and everything happens to be my personality.
Tell me why. This is interesting.
It's so hard for me.
Why, Joe? I never knew this.
You know it. You see it all the time because you're like, come on.
Well, what is your personality type? What's stopping you from doing this?
Just feel like...
I mean, you're ridiculously successful.
Thank you, first of all.
So it can't be that big of a problem.
I feel like I'm getting things done, but sometimes I need to, in my mind, I rearrange them and I do things in different orders, not necessarily on this by the schedule or by the book, because it flows better for me, or I found a better way or something. I'm going to get there in the end. I'm going to get, like, I mean, it's stupid I'm harping on it, but the most current example I have is, you know, this office thing. Like, this last one went as fast as possible. I mean, the way I've done it would make people, you know, like, whew, that's amazing. Wow. But I didn't have set little timelines. I just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, kind of did it my way. So your way of scheduling and how you run your life was very, very difficult for me in the beginning. It's still difficult, but I've accepted that it's my personality type. And that's just all it is. And that's okay.
Well, then why are you playing along? Why don't you fight it? Because you never fight it. Not fight it. Why don't you say, look, this just doesn't work for me?
Because you know what? I do for my things. So what I do is when other people are involved or there's something that you need, meaning you, Jack, then I do it your way and I try to show up and be there and do it all for you. But if it's my side project, mm-hmm. I tweak it. And the way my personality is, I need to have a lot of freedom to move things around sometimes because then I'm more effective.
I'm not going to touch that. I believe that getting stuff done is effective. That's in accountability.
True.
So that's effective. It may not be the greatest quality stuff, but it's done.
Well, my point is, you know what it is? Here's my point. You put things on the calendar and you put A, B, C, and D, right? I put A, B, C, and D, but then I look at it and then I go the next day, I'm looking, I'm going, oh, no, no, no. I actually have to do A, D, C, B. That's how it's going to work the best today. And I don't think you see it like that.
I don't see it that way at all.
I know.
I'm not inflexible. Flexibility is a huge part of this, making it work. Flexibility is correct. But here's what I don't do. I'm just going to offer this suggestion. Here's what I do not do, and I think, which I think attributes to why I'm so good at it. I do not have any emotion about it. If I'm going to wake up tomorrow and look at my schedule, I just do it like a dog.
Well, you know what?
Like I'm telling a dog what to do.
I appreciate Jack, and I'm going to end on this. I'm a girl. Hey, share the pod by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and female inspiration
to buy undervalued property. Thank God you're a girl.